Next patient, Victor Santiago. Last name S-A-N, like in November, T-I-A. G, like in golf, O. O, Santiago, Victor. Clinical case, number one clinical case of a 71-year-old Hispanic male that has a cadaver-related kidney transplant. The second one that he has that was done in 2016. The patient has remained in very stable condition. The serum creatinine .78, the BUN18, the estimated EFR above 60 mLs per minute. Period number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient doesn't have any complaints at the present time. He continues with the administration of Tresiba and Novoloc as well as metformin. Hemoglobin A1C is 7.6. Number three. The patient had the laboratory workup done at a Highland Regional Medical Center. A couple of days ago, and we still don't have the administration of. They still don't have the results of the prograf levels. We are going to pursue the results, and we are going to add the results to the dictation. Following number, anemia. The hemoglobin is 12.7. This patient has been taking anticoagulation that is followed by Dr. Parnassa. There is no evidence of microcytosis. Is a normocytic normochromic anemia, and in any event, we're going to check the serum iron stores. We have to keep in mind that he had a history of gastric ulcers in the past and some hemorrhoids. We follow closely. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease and cardiomyopathy that is hypertrophic in nature. He has a history of one PCI that was done in 2013, period. The patient is without gastrointestinal symptoms. Following number, the arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus, as mentioned before, 7.6 hemoglobin A1C, period. Following number, this patient has symptoms of benign prostatic hypertrophy. The urinalysis has 6 RBCs, and the patient claims that the strength of the stream is not the same. We are going to order a post-void pelvic ultrasound of the transplanted kidney, and we're going to make sure that there is no evidence of stones or any lesion, obstructions or calcifications. We are going to evaluate the size of the prostate. We're going to order a PSA, and we reevaluate in 4 months. Period paragraph, we spend 7 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, and in documentation 7 minutes.